All this week, we are looking at how the Puget Sound region has emerged from the recession. We're calling our series The Big Reset. Today, we turn to our region's largest private employer, Boeing. Whether you're in the aerospace field or not, most of us watch Boeing as an indicator of how secure we feel about our economic futures. The aerospace giant employs about 85,000 in our region, but a new facility in South Carolina has many worried that local jobs could start flying away. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph looks at what is fueling those fears and what the future holds for aerospace in Washington.
Yeah, we're right on short final to Payne Field.
In a time not so long ago, people got jobs at Boeing and made good money. They've retired well, like this group of Boeing Bluebills. They're community volunteers. Rose Johnson is one of them.
No, really, I did have a satisfying career. I could have worked there for quite a while.
There's an incredible loyalty to Boeing here. Bob Kroll.
I do that when I'm close to the airport, and I'll say, oh, there goes a Boeing 747. It's in my blood.
This group has seen boom and bust cycles before, but they sense something is different at Boeing now. Jim Gillen.
I think it's a different company now, and it's driven by revenue and doing what makes the most money for the shareholders.
This trend has been noticed at the bargaining table. Ray Goforth leads the engineers' union.
The Boeing company wants to be able to do what it wants to do without question or explanation. Being a part of the Puget Sound, being a part of Washington State, is not important to the corporation.
This is not something Boeing has announced. It doesn't talk about hiring plans. But in summer 2009, Boeing bought a supplier in South Carolina. This happened while people in Washington were still anticipating the completion of the 787 Dreamliner and troubleshooting its many issues. The Dreamliner is Boeing's bid to win the market through fuel efficiency and a radically new design. But that fall, Washington State lost a 787 production line to South Carolina. 6,500 jobs are now there, not here. Boeing wants to raise its holdings in South Carolina up to 1,100 acres. That's like 800 football fields. And it's a little more land than Boeing has at Everett. It's nerve-wracking. Aerospace consultant Scott Hamilton of Leeham Company.
They're buying hundreds of acres of land down there, and it's not to preserve the trees or the wetlands. You know, those are going to be converted to factory.
South Carolina, like many of the southern states, has two major advantages over us. It has fewer union constraints, thus fewer potential strikes, and more tax breaks for business. Boeing is not the only aerospace company setting up in the South.
But this groundbreaking is just not about dirt and shovels. And after today, Mobile, Alabama will be known as the U.S. manufacturing headquarters for Airbus.
You heard right. Airbus is in Alabama. Embraer, the Brazilian plane builder, is in Florida. It could have chosen Washington, but it didn't. These places in the South don't have a workforce with our experience building planes, but they are forming a new aerospace cluster.
The center of gravity of aerospace industry in the U.S. has shifted. It has shifted to the Southeast.
Michelle Merluzzo is an analyst at an aerospace research firm called G2 Solutions.
We can question perhaps the way it was done, but it is a fact, and you're not going to be able to change it.
Right now, we're in a competition for business we already have. Boeing's Everett plant builds the 777. Boeing's plan is to build a successor, the 777X. The company is said to be considering many scenarios, including us, Japan, South Carolina, and even robots for that new version. Then there's the domestic workhorse, the 737. Boeing's Renton plant will build the successor, the MAX. But Airbus is also strong in this very popular category of planes. Industry watchers say to compete, Boeing is planning a total redesign. We find out in 7 years if the Renton plant will get to build that new plane. About 9,000 jobs are at stake. Scott Hamilton says he's concerned.
Beginning in about 2018, Washington State needs to have a strategy in place that will enable the state to offer Boeing better incentives than it's constitutionally able to do so now, as well as to have a business climate that is more competitive with the southern states.
By business climate, Hamilton means
for Washington to become a right-to-work state.
Right-to-work means people are not required to join their workplace's union. He says he's not against unions. This is about Washington's prospects. Aerospace analyst Michel Merluzot doesn't always agree with Hamilton, but this time...
We have to change. If we don't change, then the erosion will be progressive.
People in government do not agree.
I believe that the company is committed to Washington State.
That's Alex Peach, director of the governor's Office of Aerospace. His job is to get and sustain every aerospace job we can.
Well, we're in a position of strength. While that doesn't mean there's not work to do, we should celebrate that strength.
Peach says the facts do not show there's a crisis. Boeing jobs here dipped after the start of the recession, but they're way up now by more than 11,000 since 2010. That's 15% growth.
Welcome to the new Everett Delivery Center. Isn't she a beauty?
Yeah. And that's Boeing, showing us it is still investing millions here. This delivery center with curves like a plane's wing tells the world that Boeing still sees Everett as its portal. This is the place on Highway 99 near SeaTac, where a sign once asked the last person leaving Seattle to turn off the lights. The view across the street is the Bonnie Watson, a graveyard. You can't see Seattle's skyline from here, the success the city became after the Boeing bust. But Boeing still has the power to hurt our economy in ways we would feel. And that's why the state and the industry are watching every move Boeing makes. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
Tomorrow on our series, The Big Reset, we look at a growing trade that has been part of our region for over a century, welding. That's coming up tomorrow. You can check out more stories from our series at KUOW.org.